You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we're going to have a mind bender in about 30 minutes. Good one today. We'll do that at about 7:30. Then boys against the girls at 8. Listen, before we get into our entree here for the 7 o'clock hour, I have to ask you a question.
What
the hell is going on with Britney Spears? Did you see this new story today?
You know, I kind of skimmed over it. I follow her on Instagram, and I can kind of tell that things are just not right. You know, yeah. I feel bad.
There was apparently another hearing in court over the Britney Spears conservatorship. And her own lawyer now is in front of the judge saying that Britney isn't too sharp. He compared her to a comatose patient in terms of her abilities to do certain things. The judge said, well, can you just have her sign a document to confirm these feelings? And the lawyer said she didn't even have the brain power to handle signing a document.
My goodness.
Her lawyer.
What is going on? I don't know. She's had, you know, sadly some mental issues.
Is that it, or is it along.
I don't know.
Or
is she just too famous and has never had to do anything and she just has no idea what she's doing? I don't know.
That's kind of what
I don't know. Hell of a dancer, though. A lot of dancing videos and great abs. She's always showing off her dance moves and her abs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what we like to say?
Leave Britney alone! Please! Leave Britney Spears alone right now! I mean it!
Yeah. Anyway, so that's going on. Where's Josh, our producer? He has a story
He's
to tell.
He's parked in here with his hat on backwards,
looking all cocky.
It's forwards.
Oh, I can't. Oh, yeah, it is.
That's
all right,
forwards.
You still look cocky.
Josh has a story of theft, and he actually even has video evidence of it.
Yeah. I do.
So what happened?
Yeah, so basically, what was this? It was Monday night. And my brother works down in Denver, like the heart of Denver. And he had his car on and he stepped out of it for what he said and actually what the video shows for 20 seconds. And the reason he had his car on was because it was charging his phone. So he gets off of work. He gets off of his shift or whatever at work and steps out of his car for what looks about 20 seconds. And within that 20 seconds, a woman... you guys have seen the video, nonchalantly walks to the car like it's hers, opens the door, steps in, and starts backing up. And my brother sees this, and he's like, you know,
whoa.
what the heck is going on? And so he jumps through, or halfway through, I guess, the driver's side window to try to put the car in neutral or park or pull the e-brake, anything that he can do. And in that little period of time, she speeds off as he jumps, I guess, out of the window and out of harm's way again.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his car stolen.
It was an intense video. It was super intense. Yeah.
Yeah, it was right in front of him, first of all, which is crazy. And you know, me being the older brother watching this, I'm like, man, I'm thinking of the 30 different ways he could have just gotten killed right there.
Well, the thing is like when he jumps into that window, yeah, like half of him is hanging out, you know, his legs are hanging out. He's trying to stop her. And then she takes off and comes within inches of a wall. Like you could have had two brothers, you know, like it was that close.
Yeah, it was scary. I mean, being his older brother, I want to be the, you know, protective and, you know, he can handle himself. He's in his 20s as well. But you know, looking at that video, I'm like, dang, man, there's a bunch of different ways you could have gotten hurt and everything. Yeah. But the video is crazy. I mean, when I first saw that, I was like, holy cow, this looks like a car chase scene.
Did they find the car yet?
They've not found it yet, unfortunately.
No.
Yeah, the cops are looking over the city.
Guess he's getting a new car.
I'll just go ahead and use this word. But car thieves, in my experience, are quite ballsy.
Yeah.
Because here's the car that's just sitting there running with people standing around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like he was out at the end of a parking lot by itself. Your brother was, what, 20 feet away?
At the very most, yeah.
15, 20 feet away. And she, like you said, nonchalantly walked up, got in, and started driving off. I had a neighbor when I lived in Littleton, neighbor who lived across the street from me. I'll never forget this. Linda, sweet lady, lived there by herself, but somebody stole her car from her garage, which was closed. They actually somehow got into her garage. Oh, while she was home, they got in, started the car, backed it out of the garage, and drove off. It's one thing for people who park their car in front of their house, or maybe it's 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that. This was like late afternoon. While she's home, they stole the car. What is going on with car thieves?
They're just mighty bold people, aren't they? And I guess it's by the time you recognize what's going on, they're already gone. I mean, it just takes seconds.
Well, and that's the thing that, like, you can see even in the video, my brother starts walking towards the car, and then there's, like, a moment of realization where he's like,
she's
taking my car. And so yeah, I think that's what you see in the video.
He kind of is walking towards the car like, ma'am, you made a mistake. You've gotten in the wrong car. Yeah. I mean, that's what we all would in the first few seconds would assume, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You'd like, because there's like a valet situation there, too. And you
maybe
would think,
it looks
like
her car.
She just got in the wrong car.
But she guns it.
Yeah. When she takes off with him half hanging out of the vehicle, that's a dead giveaway.
And I love the other guy, too, that like got in front of it and was like trying to hold the car. You're like, dude, you're not going to stop the car.
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
I have a question for you guys. You know, we chip pets. Why don't they chip cars?
I think there is some ways that they do. It's called LoJack or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but they should just automatically, every car that's built should install so it can't be easily removed, some sort of chip. And when you buy the vehicle, you just have the software. You will always know where your vehicle is.
Yeah.
Why don't they just do that?
It's got to be in there now.
I think it would add a total of like $6 to the cost of each car.
Yeah. I would imagine if you do have GPS, you probably have that in your car.
You should. It would make sense.
Yeah. Speaking of chips, somebody wrote in on our Facebook. It was Sarah. She says somebody stole her wallet, and I actually had a locator chip hidden in the wallet. I knew exactly where it was at all times. I could watch the thief come and go to the gym, work, back to their apartment down the street. It was extremely frustrating. She says, I even sent an audible ring signal to the locator chip just to mess with the thief.
So let me tell you something.
So how did
about
that story
that.
End?
Why wasn't the next call to the police?
I know, like I found it.
Why is she just tracking it all around town
instead
of
sending
having
alarms?
The police go get it or something.
I don't know.
The crazy thing about that is my brother actually has that exact same thing in his wallet, but the only item in his possession at the time his car was stolen was his wallet. So he wasn't able to follow the car.
I have never heard of chipping your wallet.
I haven't either.
I might want to do that.
What's the last thing you guys had stolen?
Oh, back in 98, my Snoop Dogg CD was stolen.
Oh, dang.
Very similar to the car situation. I'm extremely frustrated. How about you, DT?
Last thing I had stolen was a snow shovel.
Oh, those sons of...
It was Jeremy, because he just bought a new one.
And it was one of those things where I was home. It was on my front porch. I'd only been inside for, I don't know, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody came along and stole the snow shovel. This was just a couple of years ago.
You know, I think about that a lot because we decorate for Halloween, and you guys have too, Dom. With all the stuff outside, like, how does that not all walk away overnight?
Well, it does a lot with Christmas
like
decorations,
my scarecrow.
Where'd
my scarecrow go?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Remember those stories of people who would take those giant inflatables out of people's yards? They would steal them? Like giant Frosty the Snowman or giant, you know,
those things are tacky,
sleigh and rain. Yeah, it could have
Okay with that. They look horrible.
It could have just been someone who didn't want to rely on the HOA to clean
up
the mess.
Right, right. Real quick, speaking of bold thieves, bold theft, this is from Penny on her Facebook. She says, this is a stellar one. Somebody broke into our house in the middle of the night while we slept and took a set of keys and then took my car. Well, a few days later, they got back into the house while we were at work and took electronics and my jewelry box.
Because they had the keys.
So they had the keys, they got the car, and they just probably scoped the place out. And a few days later, when they saw him leave, they just took the keys and went right back in and got some more loot.
God.
Oh, God.
No shame, man. No shame at all.
Mind that coming up in about 15 minutes, we were talking about... You know, the last thing you had stolen, Jeremy posted the question on Facebook, all sorts of answers. I feel bad for Ashley. She said her husband had his car broken into and they stole his cowboy boots that she had gotten him for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Listen, you don't take a person's cowboy boots.
Mm-mm, no, it's about to get thrown down.
You can steal almost anything else. You do not take anybody's cowboy boots.
That's right, man. You're looking for a punch in the face. Christina says, I lent out my Beastie Boys License to Ill album to somebody and never got it back. That's some funky monkey business right there. Dawn says, my coworker and I each cashed our paychecks, had the money in our purses, locked them in our locker, just to find out that a third coworker came in and stole our money. So that's why he never came back from lunch. Oh.
Jennifer says, my high school class ring. Well, Jennifer, I mean, really.
You're not wearing that around, are you?
It was time for that to go anyway.
Karen says, my car was broken into and my breast pump was stolen. Who's the creeper that took that?
On that note.
Mm-hmm.